Hey, good morning. And it is morning when you hear this and when this goes live on iTunes, on the Power Pearls podcast homepage, because this is a little bit different. I am starting a new feature on this podcast called Power Pearls Unplugged, and it's going to be every Friday. And my goal is to also jump on Facebook Live later in the day to talk about some of the things I talk about here and also some other ramblings, just to kind of see where things go. I'll be, fine with meandering a little bit. But I just wanted to share this with you and just kind of introduce it and let you know exactly what it's all about, because I thought it would be a really great way for you to learn a little bit more about what's happening on the podcast before new episodes are released. And then also, it's my way of being a little bit more freeform and off the cuff. And if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about another podcast that I started a couple years ago. It's called the Morning Cool Down Podcast. And I don't do a whole lot these days. I haven't released new episodes because, I only have so much time. And I really want to be able to focus on Power Pearls, and to bring you some, just to bring you the, all the good information that I'm sharing or that I'm able to share on that podcast and bring it on over to Power Pearls. So it's all in one place. And I thought Fridays would be a great day to do that. And that's where I kind of thought this unplugged version of the podcast could come in and also kind of go a little freeform. And that's what I'm going to talk about today for this first edition. And, it's going to be like a 10-minute episode. And I plan on releasing them every other Friday, although I'm not going to keep myself, inhibited, to the, only doing it every other Friday. If I feel every Friday, then maybe I'll do that. But basically the goal is that every week you'll get an episode. So it'll be a regular episode of Power Pearls with a guest or a solo episode. But usually you're going to get those interviews where I'm interviewing rock stars in the industry. But then on Fridays, every other Friday, you'll get this. You'll get the unplugged version of Power Pearls. And so today I want to talk about going freeform. So it's a little freeform Friday for you. And I want to talk about the importance of that first. That'll be my first little rambling here, but like why it's important to add freeform creativity into your week or into your day. So I'm just going to chat a little bit about that now. And then also talk about why I'm going on Facebook Live, why I really want to get super focused on building that, I guess you could say that way of reaching you and that platform on that platform, because I feel like that's, going to help, again, get this out to a lot of other people, a lot of new knitwear designers, knitters that want to enhance their knitting lifestyle. I mean, that's going to be a great vehicle for that. And so, like I said, ways for you to hear about what's going on, things that are happening in the podcast that may not end up on an episode. So I'll be talking about those over on Facebook. So I'll talk about that at the end of this episode and why I'm going to be doing that. And that it'll be at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be on Facebook Live today for the first time. So when you listen to this, like I said, I'm going to be releasing this episode pretty much in real time. Hopefully, by the time I do that, it'll be hopefully no more than an hour after I'm actually sitting here recording it. So let's jump in just a little bit. So this freeform idea, and there's two overarching reasons that I want to jump into here, and then talk about why freeform days. It's really, I think it's a good idea to build in these this time for creative expression and do nothing technical, unless of course you want to, because this is where you'll discover new ideas for your design business. And also, if you're a hobby knitter, if you're listening, like how you can enhance that side of your knitting life, how do you have these freeform moments where you just pick up needles and go, as opposed to look, you know, reading a pattern, studying charts and that sort of thing. So being able to do that builds confidence in your knitting skills as well. And then the second overarching item that I want to talk about is making movement your mantra, which is something that I love talking about on my other podcast, The Morning Cool Down. It's like a phrase that I've used quite often, because a little bit of sweat equity is a really important thing to help get those ideas flowing. And I know for myself that I may not know of an idea unless I get out there and I move my body and I work up some sweat. So I like to say that that is part of my business plan, you know, to make sure that I'm moving every day, no matter what. If I'm not running, which is something I do just about every day in the morning, in the early morning, if I'm not able to do that, I'm doing yoga, I'm getting into the gym. Like my plan is this afternoon after I do my Facebook Live, and then, you know, heading to the gym for my lunch hour to do a little bit of strength training, because I haven't done that for a while. But yeah, making making movement your mantra, or making movement your mantra, I should say. So here you go for free form and being a little bit more unplugged. So there's no editing in this episode, and that's my goal, to be like off the cuff and just go with it. So it's okay if there's a few ums and ahs. I hope that's okay with you, because I think that's what makes this more authentic. Because, you know, it's like we're having a conversation, and, you know, we don't edit our conversations, right? I mean, we have, you know, we say, we fumble and we say weird things sometimes, and that's going to happen also here. So I'm just going to embrace it all. Embrace it all. Okay, so why freeform days? So let me dig into this again with four more kind of sub-reasons, sub-whys, I guess you could say. So why number one is it definitely creates balance and breaks up the constant admin/technical aspects of your business, and also of your, you know, of your hobby knitting or your lifestyle in general, because we all have admin/technical in our lives, period. But if you are particularly in business and you start, or you're just about wanting, you know, you're just getting into a knitwear design business, freeform days are really important. And another phrase that I've heard is called blank slate. Oh, no, blank canvas days. There it is. Blank canvas days. I've heard that phrase as well. So it's like you're working from like a white blank page, if you will. And so, you know, this really does help you to be free. Like whatever comes, just let it go. So it does create that balance. And number two is you discover new ideas and concepts, right? I mean, so that's kind of a continuation of number one, but it definitely helps you develop those new ideas. Number three, it can definitely help you also avoid burnout. Burnout from, you know, always being in admin mode, always being in work mode, and again, also technical mode, whether you're designing or you're knitting, just from a pattern, hobby knitters. You know, we understand this as knitters in general. There's a lot of technical stuff that goes on in a knitting pattern. So just, even if it's not knitting, maybe it's, you know, doing something different with yarn, like weaving. Maybe you can do some yarn art like I like to do. I like to take photos of my yarn. I create collages. Oh my gosh, there's so much you can do. Just, you know, get messy with paint. And then number four is get out of the anxious feeling that if, you know, you're always producing, your business will suffer. Because this is incorrect thinking, because actually the opposite is true. So it's going to actually help you be much more productive. So I'm going to talk more about that today on my Freeform Friday edition of Facebook Live, which will be my very first official Facebook Live on the Power Pearls Facebook page. So you can find that obviously by going to Facebook, right? And then look for Power Pearls Podcast. So that's where I'm going to be broadcasting and talking about this, and also why. You know, why am I going on Facebook Live? Why am I doing it? And I've been doing this for a while now on the Creative Knitting Facebook page, and I'm really having a lot of fun. It's a really amazing way to connect with other knitters, and it, as we are having conversations, you know, other questions come up, ideas come up for me for future broadcasts, and it's a two-way conversation. It's not like it is on the podcast where it's only one-sided. So I'm really excited to do that. And so I'm hoping that you can join me there today so we can talk about this concept of, you know, adding this freeform aspect to your knit design business and your knitting design, your knitting lifestyle. And that's, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, and oh, and then like I said, you know, why Facebook Live for Power Pearls? Because you'll get kind of that behind the scenes, behind the curtain, if you will, like what's going on with the podcast, what's happening right now on the podcast, and then other things that, you know, there's always that little in-between time of ideas that I'm thinking about when I'm not in the studio, when I'm more off the cuff, like I am in a video. It's a whole different medium. And so those are the kinds of things that will actually emerge there that can't happen here on the podcast. So that's it. And yeah, I hope that you'll join me. I hope that you like this little introduction of Power Pearls Unplugged. And in future episodes, you know, it'll be more inspiration. I'll be getting on here in the morning. It'll be random ramblings, if you will. So, you know, if there are things that, you know, if you would prefer to be completely focused on business, completely focused on knitting, interviews, that sort of thing, then listen to the regular episodes. But you know that you can always listen to the Friday version of the podcast and get lots of different things. So that's it. And, you know, with that, I will leave you, and I hope that you will join me at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Power Pearls Podcast Facebook page. I'll see you then. Bye.